John Renner of FSIC interviewing David Morris concerning his sighting of the morning of March 28th. David, if you don't mind, I would just like for you to tell your story of just in your own words.
This was Tuesday morning. I just got off work at 2 o'clock. There had been a thunderstorm earlier that night, but it was over about an hour and a half earlier, and I was coming down North River Road. This was approximately 2:20 in the morning, and I started up over a big hill there on the road, and I saw this orange-red glow in the sky, something like a fire, and I thought maybe lightning had struck a house earlier that night, and the house was on fire. And I slowed down immediately, expecting to see fire trucks in this as I topped the hill. But as I topped the hill, I noticed off to the left-hand side of the road, and that would be the south side, an orangish-red object, which appeared to be a cone-shaped with a round sphere on top. It was about 25 feet tall and maybe 12 feet wide at the base, and appeared to be hovering over the ground, maybe 2 feet at the most, if at all. This attracted my attention, and I was staring at it and driving at the same time. And just out of normal habit, I glanced back at the street. And as I glanced back at the street, I saw four, maybe five. There were four at least of these, what appeared to be people from this ship. They were running back and forth across the street, and I saw that they didn't recognize my presence there, the headlights or the noise from my car or anything, and they didn't stop running across in front of me, and I slammed on my brakes because I saw I would hit them. And as I slammed on my brakes, my car was skidding, and I heard this loud thump. And I maybe went 8 to 10 feet further after the impact with this object that I hit. I immediately, I started to get out of the car as just a first reaction when you hit something in the street. Then I thought that was all wrong to get out of the car, so I sped away down the street. And as I started away, I looked in the rearview mirror to catch a glance, and these objects had then stopped running back and forth across the street, and they were all standing there. I couldn't see whether they were standing over the one that I hit or not, but they had stopped running across the street. I got home, and I just kind of sat in the living room for a couple hours and thought of a million and one different things that it could have been or what I could have done. And then I just went to bed.
Thank you, David. Now, if you don't mind, we'll sort of talk and go over some of this. You were going, what would you judge you were going in speed?
Approximately 30 miles an hour, no more. It could have been a little slower.
Now, I noticed on your automobile that you have the, there's a space on your grill where it is sort of spread apart a wee bit, scratches, and then one thing I noticed, on the rim of your right headlight, it is dented too. Now, all of this occurred at this time. There was no dents there before because after seeing your car, I realized you keep it very well in good condition. Now, was this before, or were there any dents before to verify this?
There was only the one little crease there in the chrome piece. The rest of them were all made by this whatever I hit in the street.
And that on the rim of your headlight was made when you hit whatever you hit?
Yes, it was.
Now, we were wondering before we came out, and of course before we saw your automobile, I didn't realize it sat so high, and I thought perhaps it might be that the object you hit could have gone under the car. Would you explain why you don't feel this happened?
After I started down the street, I didn't feel any thump or anything underneath the car or like I'd ran over it with the tire. I either drove right over it or it went off to the side, one way or the other there. I couldn't say which it was.
Now, at this time, as you heard and felt the thump, in the light of your headlight, I think you said you could determine some part of the figure.
Yes, it was. I saw part of an arm, maybe about 4 inches of the arm, and the hand. But there was no fingers on the hand, only a thumb.
In other words, you couldn't tell whether that could have been like a mitten or, like encased, a hand encased in a mitten, or you just don't know. It's just a quick flash, is that right?
Yes, it was. I couldn't say whether it would be something that they had on their hand or their hand itself.
Could you describe, of course, I know all of this happened in like a flash, but would you describe to the best of your ability, Dave, the impression you had of these figures?
Yes, they were maybe 3.5 to 4 feet tall, built stockily, somewhat on the order of a midget, with the short legs and the longer arms than normal, and the heads were large. They were very large, out of proportion to the size body that they had. This could have been a head covering, but even if it would have been a head covering, they would have to make this covering so it fit the head. And at that, it would have had to been bigger, and it wasn't a round head, more oblong, like a light bulb shape almost.
Had you been, or have you been, keeping up with any of the UFO material that has been in the papers? In other words, are you interested or were you interested in UFOs much before this occurred to you?
Not so much. Every once in a while at work, we'd have a discussion and talk about there had to be something out there, but no one knew what. But up until I saw these myself, I didn't do much reading on it. If there'd be something in the paper, I'd glance through a magazine, and I'd mostly just look at the pictures. I wasn't really that interested. But now I started to do a lot of reading, trying to see if maybe I can find a story similar to mine.